The Office of the U.S. Director of Intelligence yesterday released a translated text of a letter written by al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. The letter, dated July 9th, was intended for Iraqi insurgency leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. U.S. officials say they obtained it through counter-terrorism operations in Iraq, and it offers a surprisingly explicit look into al-Qaeda's short- and long-term goals, not just in Iraq, but throughout the Middle East. Joining us now to talk about it is Jessica Stern, the author of Terror in the Name of God, a lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government on terrorism. She joined us by phone from her home in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Nice of you to be with us today.
Hi.
You've read the letter. Part of it seems to be a criticism of Zarqawi's tactics in Iraq.
Yes, it is clearly criticizing his approach of attacking Shia and also slaughtering hostages, that he's sort of a little bit out of control, a little too rambunctious in his violence.
This idea that the letter says of particularly the beheadings is counterproductive.
Yes, he is obsessed with public relations. He's obsessed with the image of the al-Qaeda movement, and he feels that they're in a battle for the hearts and minds of ordinary Muslims, whom he considers to be ignorant in some cases, or distracted or fearful, and they have to be very careful about not allowing the enemy separate them from their strongest weapon, which is ordinary people.
And the letter is also critical, as you mentioned, of the killing of ordinary Shia. At the same time, the letter describes Shiites as traitors.
Yes.
What's going on? Isn't there a contradiction there?
Well, it's interesting. He very clearly distinguishes between leaders who presumably know what they're doing, the elite, and the masses, whom he feels really don't know very much and are being used. And he feels that really it isn't in their interest to kill ordinary Shia, because no matter what they say to justify themselves, that it just most Muslims see them as just murdering Muslims, and that's counterproductive.
There is also talking about the immediate and longer-term goals in Iraq and throughout the Middle East. Ayman al-Zawahiri seems to be looking toward an end game in Iraq.
Yes, he is predicting that U.S. forces will leave relatively soon and will leave behind them a power vacuum, and that there's an immediate competition about who will fill that power vacuum, either agents of the United States or the jihadis.
And he calls for the creation of an emirate, as he calls it, as possible. What does he mean by that?
Well, they see Iraq as just a kind of beachhead for the ultimate objective, which includes extending the jihad to neighboring secular countries, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. And beyond that, in the future, a clash ultimately with Israel. They're trying to reestablish a caliphate, an Islamic regime throughout the entire region.
We just have a few seconds left, but one of the curiosities of this letter comes right at the end when al-Zawahiri says, and by the way, if you've got any money lying around, we're a little short here at al-Qaeda headquarters. Could you send it along?
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it?
That's a very odd reversal of normally what you think of what the branch office and the home office are doing. Jessica Stern, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jessica Stern is the author of Terror in the Name of God. She's a lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and joined us by phone for her home in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.